Well, I have a very special guest in studio with me this evening, and one of my favourite artists, and somebody that has been paying tribute to another great artist for many, many years now. Melinda Schneider's in the studio with us. G'day, Melinda.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. Good to have you back.
Great to be back.
Now, last time we spoke, and you've been paying tribute, as I said, to Doris Day for quite some time now. Since we last spoke, sadly, Doris has passed away.
Yeah.
So the tribute has sort of taken a bit of a different turn lately.
Yeah, look, it's very sad. You know, I mean, amazing life. She was 97 years young, and I really thought she'd make it to 100 because she's been such a strong survivor, so resilient, and she outlived all four husbands, all of her co-stars. So yeah, it was sad, very, very sad when we lost Doris early this year. And you know, I was overwhelmed by so many people emailing me and messaging me on Facebook and everything about it and asking me if I was going to do another show. I've been doing my theatre show, which was called Doris, So Much More Than the Girl Next Door, on and off for 9 years. And this time we're calling it A Farewell to Doris, you know, a celebration of a wonderful life.
You're a very accomplished singer-songwriter in your own right, and your own original material has won you many accolades. Is it a different mindset when you're doing a show like The Doris Show as opposed to doing your own music?
Not really. I mean, it's just a bit less personal, I suppose. You know, I'm sort of stepping into I don't impersonate Doris and I don't, you know, pretend to be her. I sing the songs in my own way, in my own voice. But yeah, you sort of get lost in the music in a different way, I suppose. It's just a bit less personal.
Where did the fascination with Doris Day start for you?
Calamity Jane. I saw that movie. I was about 8 on the Saturday afternoon movie on Channel 9, and I loved her as the rootin' tootin' whip-crackin' sharpshootin' tomboy. You know, she was just gorgeous. And I think because it was a country-themed, it was a Western film. So yep, those songs resonated really strongly with me, Black Hills of Dakota and The Deadwood Stage and Secret Love, all of those. They were just great, great songs. And I loved that show. I still love the movie. I think it still stands up today.
It's funny, I remember watching that movie probably at the same time you did. I used to love watching the Westerns on the, you know, Saturday afternoon, and I've recently watched the Deadwood movie. And
yeah,
because Calamity Jane was a real person, obviously.
Yeah.
And the real Calamity Jane was very different to the Doris Day version, and it's very hard to watch because we all grew up with Doris Day as Calamity Jane. It's quite an interesting character. So when you were putting this show together, I imagine with the catalogue that Doris has got, I mean, it was almost an exercise in what do you leave out rather than what do you put in.
Yeah, look, she recorded over 600 songs and starred in 39 movie hits, so she had a massive career. In the show, I sing 22 songs,
all
her biggest hits, from a lot of her big films, The Pajama Game, Calamity Jane, Love Me or Leave Me. And some, you know, old jazz standards and some big band songs too, because she started out as a big band singer. So I just chose the ones that I know everyone loves and the ones I love too. And look, people have been singing along in all the Cap Cities that I've done. They've been loving it.
So you've, as you mentioned, you've done the Cap Cities. Now you're heading out on a regional tour, which kicks off in Newcastle this Friday coming. And then what a grueling tour schedule. How are you going to get through this all?
I'll pace myself, I guess. It'll be good. It's really, you know, I'm just working weekends, so it's not too bad, you know.
Is every show the same, or do you adapt the show to the audience, sort of play what's in front of you, as the footballers say?
Yeah, look, there's always different. There might be a couple of hecklers at one gig and not at the next, and, you know, they're always a little bit different. Usually the same set list. But yeah, I love it. I never tire of singing these songs because they're so well written. They're just beautiful.
Are you surprised by the makeup of the audiences when you do these shows? I mean, because people our age, as we said, remember the Saturday afternoon movies, but there would be all sorts of different ages in the audience. Do you sometimes look at the audience and go, wow, I wouldn't have expected to see you here?
Well, this show does attract quite a broad demographic. I've had kids who have been, you know, 10-year-old girls whose great-grandmothers have sung Que Sera Sera to them going to sleep, you know, up to 90-year-olds. So it's very, very broad, primarily women, a lot of women. But, yeah, all sorts of different age groups. And I even had a little girl the other day in Brizzy. I did a matinee on Sunday in Brizzy and at QPAC, and she was dressed as Calamity Jane.
Wow.
In the buckskin. So
I love
cute.
It. Now, you've also released a 2-CD album to go with this, A Farewell to Doris. It's Melinda Does Doris and then the movie songs. Again, I imagine a difficult set list to put together.
Oh, yeah. Look, there's so many great songs. You know, the first album I did back in 2010, I've put these two albums into a 2-CD set now for this tour. But, yeah, back in 2010 when I was on Dancing with the Stars, you know, I recorded songs like Perhaps, 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 some Calamity Jane stuff, and I'll See You in My Dreams, which I love on the ukulele, and all sorts of different things. And then the second album was more about the movies. So, yeah, it's good fun. It's good fun.
Where do you go from here?
Well, in, you know, my original career, I'm in the middle of recording a new album. I'm writing a musical for next year, which I'm very excited about. Probably be my, well, definitely will be my most personal show ever. And, you know, being a mum and, you know, surviving marriage with Mark Gable from Choir Boys, that's you know, no mean feat.
Yeah, I was just saying, I've had the pleasure of interviewing Mark a couple of times over the phone, and he finally came into the studio a few months back, and it was as much of an adventure as I thought it was going to be.
He's nuts.
Yeah, but what a wonderful bloke, I've got to say. I really enjoyed that, as I always enjoy speaking to you too. Now, Melinda, can we get you to play us a song?
I would love to.
So what are you going to play for us?
Well, I thought I'd do Black Hills of Dakota.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Take it away.
All right. Take me back to the Black Hills, the Black Hills of Dakota, to the beautiful Indian country that I love. I lost my heart in the Black Hills, the Black Hills of Dakota, where the pines are so high that they kiss the sky above. And when I get that lonesome feeling and I'm miles away from home, I hear the voice of the mystic mountains calling me back home. So take me back to the Black Hills, the Black Hills of Dakota, to the beautiful Indian country that I love, to the beautiful Indian country that I love.
Magnificent. Melinda Schneider. The tour is called A Farewell to Doris. There's a 2-CD set of Melinda Does Doris and Melinda Does Doris, the movie songs. The tour kicks off this Friday in Newcastle, then goes Tumbiumbi, Marimbula, Soldiers Point, Corindai, Golgon, Port Macquarie, Woolgoolga, Armidale, Echuca, Bendigo, then into Tasmania, all sorts of places. Is there a website where people can get your tour dates?
Yeah, they can go to dorisday.com.au.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Melinda, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Melinda Schneider here on Australia by Night with Stephen Senatiempo.